Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being, that our life and everything we are and everything we do comes from you. We are your idea. So I just thank you, Father God, that you have drawn us back into this marvelous family. And we just thank you that everything that our lights and our lives, our testimonies, our fragrance can bring everyone back into the oneness. In you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen. It's Ephesians 4, verses 9 and 10.
He ascended means that he returned to heaven after he had first descended from the heights of heaven, even to the lower regions, namely the earth. The same one who descended is also the one who ascended above the heights of heaven in order to begin the restoration and fulfillment of all things.
Hallelujah. God so loved the world. Can we hear that world? That is us, mankind, and everything in this world is God's idea. And now in Jesus, it's there. Everything's been restored. We've been brought back to come back to ourselves, who we really are, our true name. And then everything else is coming back to the way it should be. The Bible actually says creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, those that are led, inspired, blessed in the Spirit. So it's so wonderful. Other translation says here, he's been raised up to fill all things. So Jesus has in him the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell, and we have come to fullness of him. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. But sin, darkness, the devil, his agents, all these are not, they're not illegally here. They are all things that needing to take away, be taken away. That's why Jesus is ruling till all darkness is crushed under his feet. So praise God. We ourselves, we look to the Lord, hear from the Lord. First of all, we have been restored. We come, sin is taken away. We come, we holy and blameless in his sight, pure, innocent. But then also, he day by day, he gives us godliness, godly qualities to think about, godly attitudes to bring forth and bring into our daily lifestyle, in our house, in our work, in our wanderings, is as we live and move in him. And this is it. This is the beauty, guys, is everything not of God is going to be taken away and burnt up. That's why everything is shaken, so that which can stand will stand. And that's only the things of God, because all things were made through him, for him, and for him. And God is bringing everything back. So we just need to stay in line, stay in tune, stay enjoying the looking to the Lord and experience him coming and opening up our eyes, waking up our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions, so that we can be and walk in the goodness of the Lord and with the joy of the Lord, joy of speaking at all times, sometimes in with words, we can draw the rest of mankind into this beautiful love. That has all happened, it's available, and we just need to move into it. Remembering again, anything not of him is going to be taken away. Every root, every branch is there to be burnt up. Just going back in our readings, there's one Father, one Lord and Savior, one baptism, one faith, and one body. We are that body of believers that look to the head and stay too busy with the good to do bad or worry even about the bad around us. That's all deception, trying to seduce us away from the very goodness of God. So stay in tune, develop on schedule. God loves you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing our spirit, soul, body, and birthright into alignment with your perfect will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.